I was just flying back last week from Southern Virginia. I'd given a talk down there, and I sat on the airplane next to a young lady who was grading papers. And if somebody's going to sit next to me and have things right out on the table, I can't help but kind of, look over and see. And every time she brought up another paper, they were clearly students' papers. I gathered she was a teacher, and I was right. I would see this expression, the Reverend Brown, the Reverend Brown, the Reverend Brown. And the next paper, the Reverend Brown, Reverend Brown. And I thought, oh, don't tell me. She is grading papers on essays written on the Scopes Trail, and every student has seen fit to largely focus on the Reverend Jeremiah Brown from the movie or play Inherit the Wind. And I asked her, and she said, yes, as a matter of fact, that's what she was doing. I asked her if she was aware of the number of discrepancies, which are almost everywhere, between Inherit the Wind and the actual events of the Scopes Trail, and she claimed to be aware of that. Everything I would bring up, she would say, yes, she knew that. I was tempted to bring up something that wasn't true and hear her tell me, yes, she knew that too. But they were covering this, spending the better part of a week in an English class, looking at the movie Inherit the Wind and then having the students write on it, and the students appear to have been very much influenced by one scene, which I will show you, involving the Reverend Jeremiah Brown, who, by the way, doesn't exist. When I got home, I had a phone call waiting for me. It was a physician in Kansas City, Missouri. It appears that the teachers in Kansas City, Missouri, are showing a movie, Inherit the Wind. This time, I believe it was in a social studies class, and some of the parents were concerned that it gave a misrepresentation of the events of the Scopes Trail, and what was even worse, it demeaned the character of Christians in general and people who believe in a creator in particular. And they wanted me to call into a radio station where they were discussing this, and the screener at the radio station said they were not the slightest concerned over whether Inherit the Wind was historically accurate or not. That was not an issue. They were going to be showing it in the school anyway. The point is, you're going to be hearing a lot about Inherit the Wind. It's been declared to be a great classic, and it is being shown and discussed in English class, in social studies class, and in various science classes. Let's just take a look at it. You know, you kind of expect Hollywood to get things mixed up, but this play and movie and the various television versions of it do more than get the story of Inherit the Wind or the story of the Scopes Trail mixed up. They literally turn on end essentially all of the statements of events that happened in that great legal event. What you see here is the play Inherit the Wind that was written and produced for the first time in 1955. In the center, you see the first version of the movie involving Spencer Tracy and Frederick March and Gene Kelly. That came out in 1960. It's a black and white film, though I gather it's been colorized in recent years. And then Jack Lemmon and George C. Scott did a more recent version of it in 1999. And there are at least three or four different made-for-television versions of this. So you might encounter it in many different environments. People try to defend this, even if they concede that it's historically inaccurate, by arguing that it is a great classic piece of theater, which students need to understand, and that's why they bring it into the English class. But you know, we don't show every classic movie that's out there. For example, some of the movies could be considered propaganda. And I believe that Inherit the Wind is propaganda. If you look in the Encyclopedia Britannica on the article propaganda, you'll see there it's defined in this way. Propaganda is the making of deliberately one-sided statements to a mass audience. It is an act of advocacy in mass communication. In order to reach a mass audience, propagandists rely on every medium of communication, including, of course, theater. Propaganda differs from legitimate advocacy in that it editorializes, gives a highly biased view, or is lacking in authenticity. And I believe all of those apply to the movie Inherit the Wind.